Chazal tell us, Hadar kiblua b'mei HaChashverosh. Or it says, Matan Torah was a kofar le'emhar kegigis. Hadar kiblua b'mei HaChashverosh. Klal Yisrael will mekabel Torah again b'mei HaChashverosh. This Kabbalah Satoira was Kabbalah Satoira Me'av. And that is the Kabbalah Satoira that Be'etzem we're connected to. A person has to know the Yemei Purim, with all of the Gishmak the Yemei Purim have, all of the Mishnichnas Odor Marbim Besimcha Beshefa. But Be'emes Yom HaPurim is a day that Klal Yisrael will mekabel Teira Me'av. Dehainu, the Purim has the same koiches that was the Kabbalah Satoira and Shavuos Bekofo Aleim Arke Gigis. And Purim is a Kabbalah Satoira Me'avo. And if a person wants to be Zoiche to Mekabel Teira Be'avo in Purim, I mentioned it a couple times in Sforim HaKadoshim state that in every Yontef the Koiches from the Yontef come back. What was in the old Yontef comes back again. So again, it's a special Koyach and Purim to mekabel Torah me'avo, to accept again the Torah. And Chochom Einov Beroishoy, if you plan it that the next 2 weeks will be a Kabbalah Satoira me'avo, and the Yom HaPurim will come and you will take a mamish mekabel Torah me'avo, so if you prepare yourself, you matzliach. The Yitzror is alimol, he's smart. He doesn't want people to mekabel Teira Me'ava. So he makes people to be busy the last 2 weeks. Where he will eat exactly Purim, with who he will go around, what he will do every minute of the Purim. Purim is one day. What do you do tomorrow? You don't know. Why it's so important what you do exactly Monday, yeah? The Imam is nervous. What he will do Monday? Drink a little wine, hear the Megillah, dance a little bit, learn a couple hours. Such a lachatz, yeah? I'm in a boche. I saw belachatz. I asked him, what do you think about exactly with who I'm going around Purim? So you know with who you're going around tomorrow? No. Why Purim? I want a little bit to explain. First, maybe a little bit bet. Beitzumah shel yom. What is the avodah of Purim be'etzem? Klal Yisrael were not mekabel Torah be'Har Sinai, and they were mekabel Torah be'Purim. What happened in Purim that Klal Yisrael were mekabel Torah that they were not mekabel Torah before? So I heard once a hesber. So the hesber. You know, when you drink wine and they bring a better wine, you make Boruch HaToy VeHameitiv. Why? They bought a better wine. HaToy VeHameitiv. Samot Nezach. Shetzach Tzu, someone eats a chocolate. They bring him a Swiss chocolate. HaToy VeHameitiv. I say, a prosta guy, yeah? You drink a bottle of wine, now they bring you a Pesach Veis 200 years ago. HaToy VeHameitiv, Hashem, you're so good. If you would ask me, I think HaToy VeHameitiv kedai to do when you finish Shas Bavli. Boruch HaToy Hashem, HaToy VeHameitiv. Hadron Aloch Talmud Bavli V'Hadron Chalon. Daiton Aloch Talmud Bavli V'Daiton Chalon. That's beautiful words. HaToy VeHameitiv. So you will shout me also when you finish it. Say it. There is no HaToy VeHameitiv. Bottle of wine, and there's a more gishmak bottle of wine. It's the chibayna shalaylon. It's not toy v'amitiv. It's so good. And the bottle, $200 bottle. Mamash, I really appreciate it. So, what the mice? So, the thesis, and now the psochim says pshat, maybe al saruge besa, al nidnu lekvura. שזיפלו בדום ומסקרומים, לא מגן יצפר בהר על דברי התייסוס. בהר על If a person, למה זה אגבי? A person will go to France. They make very choshever wines there. A guy goes to France. He sees like a big kerem, grapes, every grape like a watermelon. So it's a choshever kerem. Man, he drinks these grapes, but some of them can sell them, who knows how much. He can put them in that book, you know, the biggest things in the world. I'm so choshever grapes. He sees the guy that is in charge, picks the grapes, puts them on the floor inside the pit, and starts to step on them. France. Meshugay? Meshugay? Say that. Chotch the grape juice. No, the guy doesn't touch it. Wait that it gets sour. He's waiting that it'll get sour. He says, Mamish Meshugay. Sour? Say that. Chotch be vinegar. Say it's a mahalach. He waits. No. After it gets sour, he waits, till it turns to become wine. He says, I hear. Like the guy wants to make wine. He looks. The guy takes the wine, puts it in barrels from wood, and sends it down to a place, and he writes, not to open for 100 years. The guy says, you bury people. So I'm a sugar now, but the guy thinks that he will live 100 years. He goes back to Israel. I know the French people are Meshuggah. Strange people. I never got along with them. Now, we know that this is a normal system of doing wine. Every year he puts down for 100 years and he takes the one that his father prepared for him for 100 years. And this is the way the company is worth a lot of money. And this is the way, yeah. Grapes is the only product in the world, kimat, maybe only, that comes down to the world complete. Not stam complete, shiva saminim. It's koidim. You could spoil it, becomes vinegar, becomes nothing, and then it becomes even better and better and better. So I want to ask you a shot. If a person goes, if you will go to France, and you will see the place that they do their wine, you will also think, mod nezach, mishugoyim. Ve'yishloima, they're not mishugoyim. They're doing grapes. They're doing wine. What happened to you, that for a couple of minutes, you'll forget that they're normal. You'll think that they're not normal. And then you say, no, I forgot. It's the system of the wine. And we are normal people. When we see this process happening, we know that they're doing wine. It's not like, oh, they're crazy. You ask your friend, no, I can remember it's wine, yeah? Every normal person goes there, forget, they take the school to a trip to see how you do wine. When we get wine, we say Hatoy Vehameitiv. The wine is teaching us that when they spoil the wine, it's not the pshat that they spoil the wine. The wine went down to become better. This is Melamed, the person, is no bad in this world. There's no bad in this world. The bad in this world is only to make you better, even if you don't understand it. The bad is to make you to grow. So when you hold a bottle of wine, a choshev, a bottle of wine, that this was a good product that got spoiled, that became again good. And that product of wine, you say, Hatoy ve'ameitiv. Hatoy ve'ameitiv. Spoiled and got good. Hatoy ve'ameitiv. Kuloy toiv. I know the Ribbono Shel Olam is Kuloy Toiv. And Purim, the Nes was done with wine. We have to drink wine. Why? What is the Inyan for the wine? The Inyan for the wine is because wine shows us that everything is good. The Nes of Purim was different from all of the Nisim. Why? All of the Nisim, Paroi, is a bad king. Hashem sends Moshe to help us to get out of Mitzrayim. We have a tzara. Hashem sends someone to help us. Masha'enkin in Purim, what happened in Purim? Klal Yisrael, Chelik from Mashivas in the Gemara, the ate in Sudas Yishal HaChashverosh. The Onenef in Sudas Yishal HaChashverosh, Yischabrus LaRishoy. Even that maybe Alpi Aloche was kosher mistame. Yeah, Yischabrus LaRishoy. Like a person will go to one of these hotels, yeah? Yerushalayim. It was much better. Yeah, they had a real shgochim by Mordechai Esther. They hear, I don't know if it's kosher, b'chlal. So a person thinks, what is the problem? My cousin's here, my uncle is here. So it's a klal Yisrael, lemaise, and it's chayiv klal, because such a chet, maise klal Yisrael has to be destroyed. One time, Mordechai says, you're not allowed to go, you're not allowed to eat. They told Mordechai, what's the sheiches? It's kosher, we're eating, shlemalchus. Bezem Klal Yisrael is a gzeiras kloya on Klal Yisrael. But Mordechai tells them, you're wrong. They say, we're not wrong. Then Haman comes, Gidel HaMelech HaChashverosh, is Haman HaRosho. And Haman says to him, Mishtachvet to him. In that day, it was a normal thing to bear down to every chosh of a person. Mishtachvet lifnei HaMelech. But the problem is, Haman has a little getchke. Remember when he mishtach with the Haman, come dois, he mishtach with the Gechke. That's Klal Yisrael say, it's no Yisru. If you mishtach with the Haman, what is a Gechke? It's not a problem. Mordechai says, no, because the Haman wants it, it's also. They tell Mordechai, you're wrong. Mordechai says, I'm right. They tell Mordechai, the Gemara Sanhedrin state, that if you lay on the floor before he comes, it's no problem to stay laying. The Yisru is the barrel. Mordechai said, no, Shmashashashmat, you have to. Mordechai, you don't have to stand in that street. No. Mordechai, okay, you don't want the barrel. Show him that you're misupik. Like, you know, when an old man comes in, you're misupik to get up or not. Like you start to move yourself, yeah? Mordechai calls it hidu. Ishkin kima hidu. Mordechai says, no, I will stand here. Velei kom, velei sami menu. I will stand like a piece of wood. So when you walk in the street and one stands in front of you like that, you get annoyed, yeah? Haman, everyone was bearing down, and one guy, not only that he made himself that, Mordechai could have looked in the safer, yeah? Even Mordechai was a Hilu anyway, yeah? No, he looked at him. Haman got very angry, and he asked everyone, who is this guy? And they told him, he said, listen, if he's Chinese, kill all the Chinese. If he's Japan, kill all the Japans. He told him it's a yid. He said, I'm not going to kill all the yid. That's the Megillah. But he was better than Shlech Lui. Ki Yigidullah is Am Mordechai. So then Haman says to kill all the yid. Mordechai says, you see, I told you, you ate in the meal, now they want to kill you. I told Haman, Mordechai in Shulduk. You messed up. You start up with him. We told you not to start up. Again, Mordechai, but you're from kind. You're getting us in trouble. Mordechai says, no. You have to daven. Everyone davens, and then they find out that Mordechai's ex-wife is married to the king. So she tells the king, please, you know, my husband is upset. So the king kills Haman. Mordechai comes, tells everyone, Rabbi Yisrael, you see, we daven, Hashem accepted tefillahs. Told him Mordechai, listen. We're allowed to eat in the suit that you start up with him. Your wife is married to him. Less, more also from what we ate in the meal. Yeah? No, you think people believe. The Nesiva says that in the house she didn't move. Because she was Karka Olam, when people were picking her up from room to room. And at this time that she went to the Melech, as Shalei Kedas, she was considered Rotsa. She was Nidas Lakum Rotsa, this double tied to them. And she spoke to the king, because, you know, how much start up with you? Now you tell her, next time, please, Mordechai, learn how to start up. I'm telling you, this was most Klal Yisrael. Don't people think that I would be there, I'll be marching, Hala Kibluah B'mei HaChashverosh. Nishken Hoda, Nishken Kibluah. You'll be from the Misnagdim. I'm telling you. The people that marshal today, you tell them not to go to Eden Hotel, they go. These people for sure will be against Mordechai. People that every frumkeit, you tell them, they say, no, you don't have to dive in the other jacket every time. You don't have to dive in the minion in the plane. All of these people, yeah, for sure will be against Mordechai. A frum to stand up with them, yeah. You hear it every time. We have Pugis not Achshverish. People on the plane. Let me show it. I'm not going down to the Aloha part. Let me show it. But some people don't want that the Aloha will say that you have to daven. This is what I mean to say. Could be the halacha will say you're allowed to sit, but a lot of people don't want the halacha will say that you have to stand. Right? These are the bad people. If you don't feel that you want the halacha, I want the halacha will say that you have to stand up with it. No, God, you're not allowed to say I don't. But I don't want not to start up. Why? For Hashem, I want to start up. It's a under shmuz. But emes Chazal tell us that it was not like that. Was better a kloyan klal Yisrael because they ate the sudas of Chashverish. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mesayiv that Vashti will die. That the gzeirev haman will not happen right away. And that Esther will be taken to Beis HaMelech and Bixen V'Seresh. All different little details that will be a tzorah for Klal Yisrael. And forget Mordechai be Meisr Nefesh. And Haman will only make the Gzeire duch Mordechai. He will not want to make a direct Gzeire. And Vali will make a Gzeire duch Mordechai be'agav. That Mordechai will be saved, everyone will be saved. If Haman will make the Gzeire stam, so if it's a gzeira stop, there's no way to save Klal Yisrael. But if the gzeira is duch Mordechai, so while you have to save Mordechai, so everyone is saved. This is what Zeresh, the Chol Chachom of, they told Zeresh, if he's Zera Yehudi Mordechai, kasher achilo Yisrael lipol lipol, no for tipa. Because you start with them, with Mordechai, and Mordechai vayis tois, is moisel nefesh Hashem Shomayim, so he will save everyone. What Klal Yisrael learned? Klal Yisrael learned over the Megillah that took 7 years that every little thing that happens in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it with a plan. It doesn't happen me'ilav. But not only that they learned. It's not bad. Chazal say, Gdoilo asoras atabas, Yoyster ma'arboim v'shmoino nevi v'nevi shenisnabu l'klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will not choizor b'tshuva. Who was machzor them b'tshuva? Haman HaRosha. Haman was machzor b'tshuva. Klal Yisrael will choizor b'tshuva. But Hashem did everything for us. Everything for us. It's no bad. But not only that, when we chatoim, we're starting up with Mordechai. We five Mordechai. And we're fiving Mordechai. And we're fiving Mordechai. Hashem is organizing that tzole. That tzole is ready. Esther is already there. The book is already read, written with Bixen V'Seresh. Everything is mesuder. That when that tzole has to come, in that moment that tzole will come. Everything is already mesuder. That when that tzole has to come, that tzole will happen miyad. Not the pshat. If I will decide to learn, Hashem will send a new bacher from America that will learn with me chavrusa. The chavrusa is already standing here, waiting to learn with me. My Rebbe is already ready to give me a horas ponim. My parents are about to send me money. Everything is there. The money is already in the mail. The money is already in the mail. Everything is there. We'll have another tshuva. So the guy in the mail will not find the address. We'll go back, yeah? So the eitzes. But not the pshat that it's bad, and if I'll be good, maybe Hashem will take care of me. He's taking care of me the whole time. Chazal say, Loi nit na sa shmus rab chaim shmulevitz. Loi nit no teiro elo laoich lehamon. Why? So Rashi, that they don't have tirdes. They know they wake up, the food is outside. So what steht in Chazal? You can learn teire if you're worried how you will have what to eat. Loi nit no teiro elo laoich lehamon. So the question is, so Abseira, so we can close the Gemara. All of us are worried the whole time, yeah? What if even has money? What if it be this? What if it be that? Even a person is worried the whole time. Was was I? Person is very worried. Was was I? And Purim, Klal Yisrael realize שלוי תשתקח מפי זרוי. הקדוש ברוך הוא loves כלל ישראל, even when they're doing bad, even when it's a gzeiras kloyo al klal Yisrael. You have to understand the chet of gzeiras kloyo is the worst as madrega. The atzola is there, everything is ready. Everything is ready. When Klal Yisrael came to that akora, they realized the big chidush. They thought Hashem created the world. The good people will sit and learn. The bad people will not sit and learn. The good people will go to Gan Eden. The bad people will go to Gehenim. And this is the way Hashem wants it to do. And when I'm bad, I'm on the bad side. It's kedai to be on the good side, because if not, you will suffer. So, Beseder. It's a force. They realize Hashem loves us on both sides. He wants our good. He made the whole thing to bring us betshuva. G'doy lo asoras atabas yoyser me'arboim v'shmoin ha'nevim shenisnabu l'klal Yisrael. This is the matora of Boire Oilam. They came to that akor. I want to ask you a kasha. So, if Lama Zogin, a person opens a yeshiva, he goes to collect money, he has a big yeshiva, 7,000 people are sitting and learning. He can feel good about himself, goes to sleep. Wow, yeah, I did so much. You should make a feeling. What would be if you go to, you know, a modern place and you give a speech and you machzor b'tshuva a lot of modern yidden? Yeah, feel very good, right? Go see all these programs. You feel very good, yeah. Even if it's a suffix, if you make out one person on the rachi five, but yeah, but you feel very good about yourself. But you were make out Hashem. No, I gave the speech. You make out. You could speak to them. No, I'm the shliach. Yeah, you support the yeshiva, the rich guy. No, I'm the guy that told him to give the money. So a lot of people are going around. Everyone has his yeshiva. Feels gewalt. Yeah, he's misal. This chavrus, that chavrus, and everyone is learning, and he feels like he'll give out think about himself. Said, what Amon Harosha did Be'etzim? He said that he wanted a kriya of Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael did tshuva. And Baruch Hashem, everyone was chayzer b'tshuva. So who is the biggest machzor b'tshuva that Klal Yisrael had? Haman. He didn't do nothing bad. He scared Klal Yisrael, and then Klal said they didn't do it. So he wanted to do bad. He scared Klal Yisrael. And the Maaseh, Baruch Hashem, everyone was chayzer b'tshuva. So you go to your son, if you don't learn, I'll give you a patch. So then he learns. So you're a good father, right? Well, I'm going to kill you. So they did shuva, so he didn't kill us. So the ma'aseh, who Haman has to get schar if every yid, arbay v'shmoyne nevim v'nevias, try to machzor Klal Yisrael b'tshuva, and they didn't manage. Who managed to machzor Klal Yisrael b'tshuva? Haman. So the chum mistame, who is better in the Megillah? Haman or Mordechai? Who made more for Klal Yisrael? Haman or Mordechai? I'll prove to you Haman. Mordechai was trying the whole time and never went. He was talking, he was yelling, and then nothing happened. He was doing the whole time, nothing happened. And then Haman came. Haman gave a scare, and everyone was chayzer b'tshuva. So the one that did more for Klal Yisrael is Haman, much more for Mordechai. So you say, but he didn't have good kavanas, yeah? And that guy that goes to see because he wants to have a gishmak vacation with his manim, why he thinks he will get a Gan Eden? The Hawaii that he wants to do because of that, because if someone else wants to go, he fights to get the spot, yeah? Even that he knows himself that the other guy speaks a little bit better for him, yeah? A bit more charismatic, yeah? But he wants to go, yeah? Even that he looks like a little bit verschlacht. And his stomach is merachik more from his bekalim, yeah? But the guy that opens the yeshiva because he wants to be a Rosh Yeshiva. And he gives money because he has cheshbonos. So Haman was also Shalei Lishma. So why Haman doesn't get a schar? Meforshim explained, this is the oimek ad lo yoda ben or Haman leboruch Mordechai. Now, so what is Negiah to Purim? Because the Yesod of Purim, we believe that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Achashverosh Hashem send them, Mordechai Hashem send them, Charvoino Hashem send them, everyone Hashem sent. Everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the emuna that a person has to come when Purim comes. The emunah of Purim, the yesod of the emunah of Purim, is to believe Hashem is good, Hashem wants good for us, and He sends shluchim to change us. Like the wine. I want to go different. Like in the wine, when you go to the place that they do the wine, you don't forget for 5 hours and you think that the French people are strange. You know that this is the way to do wine, right? You have to live that when it's not going in the morning, you don't feel bad bichlal. This is the process. Just, I have to do good. Even though it's hard for me, I have to do good. But it's no, a person cannot be down. Like, there's no way in the world that a person will forget that this is the process of wine. Only if he's ill. Of a normal mensch, he understands you have to do the process. This is the process of klal Yisrael. You grow. Do chisur with all the shmuzim that we explain. What is the ma'ile for nisurim? Echo betzar, yisur mer shalei betzar, and all the other is beirim. Ala milchomes. What's all the shmuzim that we said? Oh, but the avoida is to live it. The avoida is to live it. And the sforim state that the reason you have to drink wine in Purim, why is it chiyuv? I said it. When I started Amsterdam, the time for Rabbi Yisrael, I said, Shabbos, you know, he would drink. So they asked him, Rabbi Yisrael, Naftali, you know, Mr. Balmusa, you know, drink, you know, so much etevim, fideramo, you go to sleep. There's like a lot of ways to get out of it. A lot of rabbani that I'm out there, that you're not mechuyev to drink. So he said, if I tried to get out of it, you know how much ways Mordechai would have to get out of it that he's allowed to bury the Haman? He didn't try to get out of it. So you want me to try to get out of drinking? I'm not trying not to say to the to drink. Let's focus on why. And normal during the year, to be in a high madrege, you have to have a das. You see, like, you know, sometimes you see shvach bochim, you know, they drink, they start to cry. Yeah? Shvach bochim, not made from good quality. Yeah? Why? It means it's very bad for them. So normally they control themselves. You take a little bit away. I'm asking 80% this is pretending most times, yeah? About before you take away a little bit, the 10% of a little bit embarrassing, so he's not embarrassed to pretend at least, yeah? But why? Because inside he's not happy, he's sad. Aber be'etzem da avoida of Purim is to believe everything is in the Ribbono Shel Olam completely. You don't have to have a das. The das you have to control. It's bad. I'm sure everyone here has bad moments. Some have bad moments now. But he's smart enough that on his face things look good. Inside is a package. This is das. He controls with his seichel, his feelings. But when he believes that everything is in the Ribbono Shel Olam, as a person has an operation, and the best doctors come to the hospital. They put him down on the bed, and he starts to see they're coming with needles and knives, yeah? He starts to scream, no? The only thing that, you know, you're going in the forest, they chop you to a cave, and they come with knives, you know, you're screaming. What is the difference? Here also, and there you're not sure what they want to do. Here, you know, every knife that they're holding, they plan to cut you. So why are you not screaming? Sit in the dentist, he takes drills, yeah? Someone's going to drill your mouth, yeah? The Torah says, I know that he's doing good. I know maybe it'll be painful. I'm not nervous. I was fighting to get into this doctor. I paid to be in this place. The world is drilled from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not so scary. It hurts. Take care of it. Yeah, if you move by the dentist, it won't hurt. So don't move. Sit and learn. Don't run around. Don't go out in the Seder. Yeah? There's nothing bad. You don't have to have the das to control yourself. Give me the moshul. When something bad happens in your life, right, you have to have mature enough, grown up enough to deal with it. If you're 5 years old already, or 10 years old, you go to the dentist and not to scream. The 2 years old screams at the dentist also. Yeah, he sees the knife, he screams the same thing. But if you're already 10 years old, you don't have to have this das if you're 50 years old to handle a real matzev, if a divorce with a dos, with the yens, to see that it's good. Life in Purim, the emunah that a person has to come in Purim, is that emunah. When Klal Yisrael realized that it's not the pshat is bad and good in the world, it's kedai to be in the good side. It's only good. Hashem only wants good for us. And Hashem wants it to work out for us to be good for us. This is the matoh. When a person realizes that this is the matoh, then he can be kabel teicha me'ahav. If a person wants to enjoy the Purim, I want to tell you, I'm asking you a shayla. You think Rabbi Eliashiv needed to put a custom on to enjoy Purim? All of you agree that not. You think that Rashi felt that he's missing out on Purim? So all of you agree to yourself that the fact that you need to do more in Purim is because you're low. You're missing something. If a person wants that the Yemei HaPurim, Chazal will metak in Yemei HaPurim, he's talking about Raisa v'bor Alma, a person needs the Purim. The person needs the Simcha of Purim. But if he prepares himself to the Avodah of Purim, and in the end of Purim, he comes to this Madrege, and there's a special Siyata Dishmaya in this day. You could come out of Purim so strong for a whole year. So strong. The emunah gets in you, and you misbeinan and beiroilam, that he's taking care of Klal Yisrael, ba'asher u'shom, and later you feel so good. Nothing bad could disturb you. Nothing bad could disturb you. But you need to make a achone for the Purim. Next week, Bezos Hashem, we'll speak about the Achone. I just want to tell you one of the things. La'edim ha'iso'oiro, v'simcha, v'sosim, v'ikor, ken t'yolanu. Chazal say, la'yudim ha'iso'oiro, oiro z'toiro. Oiro z'toiro. A person has to know. We'll speak about it in Achone next week. If it's a wet wall, and you try to put up a sign on the wet wall, it slips out. You really put a lot of scotch tape. It doesn't help. It's wet. If it's dry, sign is very nice, right? Then the shum of the person is the same thing. When it's wet, you can't become happy. You can't become happy. When it's not wet, it's very easy to be happy. You can see in Purim, it's so nebach. The guys that are empty, you see they try to be happy, they try, they jump, nebach, nebach. The guys that are full, they dance a little bit and they have such a simcha inside themselves. So you're right, I'm not saying that a person could change, but his eight is to change, to get ready. I'm saying, I want first that Olam will think about the emunah. This year it's very easy to get ready to Purim, because Purim is Monday, so we have a Friday and a Shabbos and a Sunday. Kamamish, have the whole avodah. You have the whole avodah. And if a person comes ready to Purim, Rabbi Isai, he has a different Purim. An enjoyable Purim. A nice, real Purim. Because the real simcha is in the neshama. Outside is not a real simcha. Be'ez Hashem, with his beninus and the tachlis of the Purim, and with the right achoneh, we'll manage to get the Purim.